And so this month's roundtable is going to be led by Chelsea Jackson, and she is going to talk to us about self-publishing, how to make that a successful pursuit, and it can be successful. So she's going to give us all the ins and outs, best practices, things so that we can navigate the self-publishing landscape. So with that, I want to thank Chelsea for being willing to lead our discussion today. And I'm going to turn it over to her to just give a little bit more background about herself. And then she can start into her information. And if you do have questions at any time during the roundtable, feel free to ask. You know, this is meant to be discussion, not just one person talking to you. And so feel free to ask questions. You can just unmute yourself and ask that way, or you can also put a question in the chat box, and then I can read that out to Chelsea. So with that, we'll turn it over to Chelsea.
Thank you so much, Susie. I'm super excited to be a part of this call. Hopefully a couple of things that I say will be able to help those who are thinking about pursuing self-publishing, or if you have any clients that are interested in self-publishing. So like Susie said, my name is Chelsea Jackson. I graduated from BYU as an English major, and I have an editing minor. I've worked in traditional publishing as a nonfiction acquisition editor. I'm also an author of a cookbook, which was totally not expected, but I published a book called Cooking Through College When You Can't Stand Instant Noodles Another Day. I also run Jackson Writing and Editing, and so I'm an editor and a writing coach. And my husband and I have another business called Legacy Ties, where we help publish essentially people's autobiographies for them. And right now, I am currently in Washington, D.C., my husband, for an internship, and we have a 2.5-month-old baby girl named Aurora. So that's a little bit about me. So just kind of to go over briefly what we were going to discuss today. I'm going to go over whether or not you should do or pursue self-publishing, what are the pros and cons, then the basic self-publishing steps, how do you find a team to help you since you're kind of alone when you're a self-published author, what genres are selling pretty well, and then like Susie said, anytime you have questions, just feel free to unmute yourself, and I will do my best to answer them. And if anyone has thoughts or experiences, please chip in. I don't know everything. I know bits and pieces. I've helped clients self-publish. I am traditionally published, but I do know I do know about the industry on both sides. So, first of all, when I have clients that are interested in self-publishing, and I've also considered self-publishing, I just haven't finished my work yet. There are a couple things I like to ask to find out whether they're really in it for self-publishing, because to be a self-publisher, it really takes a certain kind of personality, and it also depends on what you're doing it for. So the most important question is, what is it you want to share? And then who do you want to share it with? I've had a client who did a children's book, and he just wanted to have it available for his family. So he self-published on CreateSpace, and he wasn't interested in, you know, any of the marketing thing. He just wanted to be able to have a printout of his book for any family members who wanted it. So there's also those who really want to share message as part of essentially like a movement. They want to better the world in some way, have a really important something that they want to help the world know about. And so if you really find out more about essentially your why, you can, it'll help sustain you through difficult times and give you the motivation to really go through the whole process of self-publishing, because it is a lot of work. Let's see. Then another one is, what is your ideal audience? Where are they? There's a marketing technique that I learned through HubSpot Academy, which is free marketing, essentially classes you can take. And what they recommend is that you write out essentially a character profile of your ideal customer. You find out what they're interested in, you find out what are things that are important to them, and also where they are at. Like, where are they going? Where do they purchase their books? Where can you find them? And once you kind of know where your audience is, you can figure out how to get your book to them. So one example I have a LDS author who's publishing his, essentially his missionary story, and he would like to self-publish. And there are a lot of options for him. But when you think about it, a lot of people can find LDS books best at Deseret Book, Siegel Book, a lot of BYU Bookstore. And so he has to kind of go figure out how to get into those places where his audience is. And then how much time do you have to dedicate to your book? As a published author, I really didn't realize how much work it is. It is a tremendous amount of work, and you need to believe in it. And there's, whether you are self-published or traditionally published, marketing is required for both. With traditional publishing, you could probably get a lot more assistance by your marketing team or direction. And indie authors are those who make publish or self-publishing more of a business. They're more entrepreneurs. They have to figure out how to kind of do marketing from the very beginning to the very end. So all the aspects of it, which you can hire out for if you need help. There's amazing information on, YouTube and the internet and books, but you kind of have to learn a lot of it yourself, which can be overwhelming. What resources do you have available? Which is important to know, because it's how much it does cost money to self-publish. And so what's your budget? Do you know anyone who's in the industry? Any other editors, any people that can help you? Do you have kind of a list of beta readers that can help support you and give you direction? And what do you already know? I mean, are you already familiar with social marketing options? Or do you know, for example, InDesign? Could you lay out your own book? Are you a graphic designer and can kind of come up with some fun ideas for your cover? And then the last thing I think is really important is define success for yourself. Because if you don't know what success is in this pursuing self-publishing, you kind of go crazy. You won't have any limits. And I think it's really important to still keep kind of work life and family life and home life kind of separate. And sometimes if you don't define success, it kind of overlaps and you won't be very happy. So any questions with kind of the question with those questions that I suggest people consider?
Okay.
Go for it.
My question is, I've been thinking of self-publishing my book and then trying to go the traditional route after I've gleaned, basically it's the book is the escape story of my mom from communism. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, she taught a lot of missionaries that went to the Bulgaria Sophia mission. It's not religious. She does convert to the LDS church, and there's a little paragraph about that, but it's basically her stories of indoctrination and then escape. And so I'm thinking, why am I going to hand, I feel like there's a market for it with the returned missionaries from Bulgaria who would be really interested in the origin story of the mission, which isn't included in there, but the first 20 years of Bulgarian missionaries were taught by my mom at the MTC, including me and my brother. And so I thought, why don't I self-publish the book in order to glean that market? And then I could hand it over to a traditional publisher. So I guess my question is it possible to do both with the same book? What are your thoughts on that?
So having sat on several editorial board meetings with people that have self-published and wanting to pursue traditional publishing, it is, from my experience, a lot of publishers are pretty leery of it, especially because they think that if you've already sold it, that you've already sold out your market. And so then essentially they won't get any help because the people that you would already sell to have already purchased it.
Right.
So, and sometimes they don't, unless it does really, really well and they see a really, like a strong market for it, it would be hard sometimes for something that has kind of more of a niche.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's impossible. But they are like, they'll really look for like a strong marketing plan and, you know, what's new that you're going to contribute from your kind of like your old version.
Right. Right. And my marketing plan was to align it with the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, because she used to snuggle around a radio with her parents and, listen to the Voice of America. And then she later became a radio announcer for the Voice of America and was able to announce the fall of the Berlin Wall to the...
Oh, that's so cool.
I know. Isn't that awesome? So that anniversary would happen. So I know I'm cutting it close because, you know, traditional marketing needs a ton of time for and, you know, prepping the arcs and, you know, editing within itself. I mean, all these different steps, which I think would take 18 months to 2 years, you know, just without even considering all this other stuff. But I guess that was going to be my marketing plan, was like, okay, so I throw it on Amazon. I have the people that I know buy it, but then we could drum up with this anniversary of the wall. And then the fact that she's a refugee and there's all this stuff in the news about, you know, refugees, oh no, being separated from your family. And, you know, anyway, so I have some ideas with that. And I have heard of books being picked up after being self-published. And I guess, maybe what you're saying is that it's a risk if your market is already bought out and gleaned. I guess they're really thinking what's in it for them. And I'm thinking the same thing, because I'm thinking, why am I handing this over when I have a pretty solid audience for this book, when I could get, you know, 70 to 60 to 50%, but if I'm on contract with a traditional publisher, I'm really only going to get 15 to 20%, if that, of, you know what I mean?
Could I say something? This is Camille Matthews.
Okay.
Hi. We've worked with authors and publishers for years, and one of the things that we also have a speakers forum and everything, and we have discovered that one of the best things, we have a lot of people that work with Penguin House and Random House. And we've discovered the best thing that they could do is, if you pick a publisher in the first place that actually works with them, that if you're going to have self-publishing, that you ask them ahead of time, say, do you work with Penguin and Random House after a year? And if they do, then what happens is, as long as you are selling during that time, whether it be with Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or whether they're doing half the marketing and your agent's doing the other half of the marketing, whatever's happening, as long as your ratings and sales are going up and whatever you're doing with launches or anything else, that during this time, they're watching, and then within a year, Random House or Penguin or both are picking you up, and you have now been picked up as a virtual big sale out there. And that's how you get out there, and you don't have to worry about whether you're staying with a self-publisher and doing it this way. You can now go out that way, and it's worked real well. I don't know if that makes... Pardon?
Oh, no, I said that sounds awesome. That makes total sense to me. You're saying when you choose a platform to self-publish, check out their options. Do they have a history of authors being picked up by...
Absolutely.
Okay. That
check if whether they're working, if they work with Random House and Penguin, if they have a great marketing, if they're going to do at least 50% of the marketing for you, if where they do it, if it's Amazon, if it's Barnes and Noble, because nowadays it's really hard to even get some of the book signings and those things out there. So what you, rather than you having to go do everything, spend all the money and do all this, find out where they're going to do that for you. You know, ask them, you know, you ask a lot of questions ahead of time. Don't just get stuck with some little guy who they, who nobody even knows. And then you spend $1,800 to do this and another $1,800. No. This is your book, this, and this. And you go in there and you say, okay, I am better known than you think. And I am a good writer. So I want the best of the best. Right. So here's what I want. And you ask questions because you can go to anybody you want. And there's a million publishers out there. So you find out who is good enough that actually goes through Random House and Penguin, and there's several of them, and we've used some of the great ones, and then you pick them. You go through them, you tell them what you want, and then one of the best that we've used is Balboa. Balboa comes through, their writing's great, their pictures are great, their prices are pretty wonderful, and they do go through Random House and Penguin, and you always get everything on time, and they do 50 to 75% of the marketing along with whoever your agent does. You're fitted perfect. And so I'm not saying that there aren't several of the other publishers we don't use too, because we do. But I look at this and it is amazing how these things just work out great. So don't let people push around like that and say, oh, well, now I've got to redo it. No, you don't.
That's really good. And Chelsea, I'm sorry. I don't mean to hijack this. This is.
Are you kidding? This is how it's supposed to work.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just jump in there and know that on. So, but on self-publishing, we found out over the years, and I had to fight so many battles. But I've noticed because I work in almost all the states, and I have found out, and I work in media as well. But I have found out that is the best way to do it. So why not start at the top? Don't ever start at the bottom if you don't have to.
Oh, that right. Thanks so much. And I think to recap, what I'm getting from this is that it sounds like you can kind of self-publish and traditional publish. You can kind of do it by degrees. There's kind of a spectrum of how far you want to go with self-publishing, how far you want to go with traditional. And you might be able to combine with both, but it looks like you just have to do your research before jumping in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, each publishing company has packages, and they'll tell you, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? And you pick what you want from them, but certain ones will be linked up to those places anyway. So whatever you want to do is kind of whatever you pick.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is Susie really quick. I think it's good to make that distinction that you really could do completely self-publishing, and that means you're doing all the steps in the publishing process, or you can hire a company, work with different publishing companies, so they aren't traditional publishers, but they will help you with different steps, really even all the steps in the self-publishing process. So they're kind of considered a hybrid publisher. They're helping you with some of the steps so that you are eventually kind of self-publishing because you're not going through one of the traditional publishers. So you can go and you decide, okay, I want you to do all these tasks for me, or I only want you to do marketing, or whichever ones you choose. Or you can go self-publishing, and that means you're doing everything yourself.
It doesn't ever hurt to have somebody refining stuff for you and helping you do these tasks. But here's the problem if you're an unknown as far as an author. Places like Random House and Penguin, especially the first time around or even the first couple times, will not take your book on until you have a proven book or until you get a little better known. And so you can write as many query letters as you want. You can do all kinds of things, and you can send it through a company, you can send it through a lawyer, you can do whatever you want, and it's going to get sent back, and it's going to say, I'm sorry, you need to do this first.
No, that's what I've run into. The big five only take agented authors, and you basically
right.
Yourself. Right. Yeah, that makes mm-hmm. sense.
So, you know, unless it's somebody that, you know, unless you have really kind of earned your way, I work, my one company is only celebrities and established artists. And so, if you know, they easily get in on a lot of stuff, but anybody below that, they have to really work their way up to be able to prove themselves. And that's why I tell them, you know, go and do this, because once you're to here, you can slide in just like they did. and it's a much easier way on that. Random House and Penguin, a couple of years, I don't know exactly how many years ago it was, but they had so many people buying be a part of it. And they started saying, you know what, we're not going to start handing out $10,000 checks or $20,000 checks if we don't have to. We want to prove that this is going to sell. We're not going to put it on the shelf if it's not going to sell. So, you know, let's make, we know that the celebrities are, we know the athletes are, we know the politicians are. So let's make sure that this is set. So that's why they started the thing for a year out there with the self-publishing and saying, if you do really good, we'll pick you up, we'll put you on the shelf.
Thank you.
I mean, you kind of have to think of it as a job. You know, if you go in and have absolutely no credentials, you don't have a resume, people are like, well, how do I know you're going to be a good employee? It's the same way when it comes to trying to publish with a company. They need proof that you're going to be a fantastic business. And if they can't, if you can't prove that to them, they'll go find someone else who they think is going to be a better business partner.
Right.
So, all right. Any other thoughts from anyone?
Yeah, Chelsea, we have two questions from our chat. And so one is, what is a typical budget for self-publishing and what would be an average timeline?
Okay. So from what I found, like the average budget is around, I mean, it also depends on how long your book is, what, how you want to present it, if it's just for you or your family or for lots of people, but it's probably $1,000 to $5,000 is the range, because you want to pay for, you know, if you need it, you want editor, you want a good cover, you know, there's a lot of, you want someone to, if you need someone to lay out your book, if you want a print, you want to have it like print copies or just ebooks, because those are formatted differently. So that's kind of the budget range. And then average timeline, I think it really depends on you and how quickly you get things done. If you have a really clean book and you send it to an editor and there aren't huge changes, you'll get it done faster. You know, or if there's significant changes that the editor recommends, obviously you get to choose if you want to do them or not, but it might take you more time. And then, you know, how fast are you going to be able to get a cover? Sometimes you have to ask, if you're getting help from freelancers, ask their timetable. How quickly can I get this back from you? And that, you know, that'll contribute to your timeline.
Most publishers won't get it back to you any quicker than 3 months. So maybe 2 if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're doing a good job.
Yeah. So, I mean, most self-publishing, I mean, traditional publishers, sometimes they won't even look at your work for, you know, 9 months to a year. That's the ones that are super slow. But I heard not very long ago when I was working and publishing that Deseret Book was like 6 months out for even reading through their slush. So
That's been my experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you hope people could read things faster, but there's a lot of stuff that goes into traditional publishing and it takes time. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I just got this submission in and then it's been 3 months and you're like, where did the time go?
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other thoughts or questions? Okay. Well, then I'll just kind of go through some of the pros and cons of self-publishing. We've kind of mentioned a couple of them. But starting out for a positive or a pro for self-publishing, it's way faster. You don't have to wait for, you know, if you're going down the agented route, you have to wait for the agent to read your stuff and then them to submit it to other publishers, then for them to finally get to it. It takes a significant amount of time. And then you also, once you say you finally get accepted, depending on its topics, there's certain
if you have an agent, they should push on that because they have a calendar where once your book is done, they could automatically get that on within weeks. So if you want that out, if you have an agent, then have them push on that, because they don't have to wait on that. They could have, and they are supposed to have that out within weeks. If they don't do it, it's just because they're dragging their feet and they don't have anybody pushing them.
I have a question slightly off topic, but regarding agents, is there some sort of catalog, address book? Like how do people find agents geared towards their specific topics? Because I've met a ton of agents at writing conferences that are really interested in like middle grade or fantasy, but there's, I haven't seen a ton that are interested in memoir or nonfiction. So I don't know if
I don't know if they're going just by that actual area. I think a lot of them are going by literary agent. And so, you know, if they're going by certain genre or something like that, that may be different. And there probably are lists out there. I know that Bridget Cook, who has been a New York Best Times seller, even gives classes on this, and she's a literary agent. We are a literary agent here. I don't know how many others are here in Utah. I'm not really sure, but there's a lot of fine ones in California, a lot of fine ones out of New York, several others out of other states.
And your name and the name of your company?
We're Selective Artists Agency, and I'm Camille Matthews.
Okay, thank you.
You can also go on to Writer's Digest website, and they have lists of agents in different genres.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. And there's also several books you can purchase. If you look on Amazon, they normally have like an update 2018. Mm-hmm.
And you could call Barnes & Noble as well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. So like with, self-publishing, it's way faster. You can get things up on Amazon within a day, and you get your first checks within 2 months. With traditional publishing, you don't get your first royalty check until 6 months after, the book comes out. And so you're always every check you get in is actually referred to the month 6 months ago. Does that make sense? Because they have to kind of deal with returns.
I'm sorry. What company is that?
A lot of companies. I worked for Cedar Fort Publishing, but a lot of them do 6 month delays. And then also, I mean, if you get in advance, it's normally in advance it gets the royalties. So you won't get another royalty check until you've paid back essentially your advance. So it takes some time. It's because since I was traditionally published, it was a long 6 months to wait because, so much effort into it. And then you've already waited for however long it took for them to actually get it out. And then you have to wait for an additional 6 months. And then finally you get your first check. And so when it comes to making a living, it takes.
So maybe there's another question. Make sure it's a company that does it by 3 months, and make sure that there's a marketing team that is selling your books so often that you have enough money coming in by the 3 months that you don't need to worry about that. As long as it's being marketed, you've got a really good amount of money coming in, and that way you know that it'll be going quicker. I think a few of them actually go by dollar amount. Once you get up to a certain amount, they pay you before that 3 month period. It's by the time you get up to a certain dollar amount, and then they start over.
From my experience, it's normally been once you get up to like $50, they'll pay you. So that if they hand do checks, then it's a little bit easier, kind of in a bundle instead of here's 3 cents, here's $5.
I've never heard of those ones. But
they don't exist.
I haven't heard of that, but I've heard of them where it's several hundred dollars and something, maybe after it's $300 to $500 or something, after you've gotten up to a certain thing, they say if you want to do this or you can keep letting it build. They're just good questions to ask.
Yes. The more information the more you can, push for what you want. Because I think a lot of authors, they think that, they can't fight for what they want. And you need to have that confidence, because this is your work, this is your baby, and, it's only advocate. unless you get an agent or something. But when you're self-publishing and you're, you know, find hybrid publisher, someone to help you publish, you can fight for your work. Even if you're traditionally published, you can fight for your work. Sometimes they're not as open, but I think it's important. So another thing with self-publishing, you have complete creative control, which is a huge plus for a lot of people because they don't want, you know, a title to come out that they don't approve of, or a cover that they hate, but it was accepted by the sales team. So then they have to, that's the book's cover. And when you're selling the book yourself too, and you hate it, the end product, you're not going to put as much effort into it and it won't do as well. So that is something that I think is really important, is to be able to kind of control what you want it to look like. There's also self-publishing, it's higher royalties. You have Amazon. If you publish through Amazon, they have, if you do just eBooks and you price it within their pricing range, which is $2.99 to $9.99, you get 70% of the royalties. If you price it less than $2.99, you get 35%. But with royalties for traditional publishers, you get like between, like, well, for me, I get 6 to 15%, and then I'm a co-author, so I get half of that technically. So it ranges from like 96 cents to 240 per book, because when companies buy books from the publisher, they get a discounted price. And then depending on the discount, my royalty rate drops. So the higher discount someone purchases the book, the lower my royalty rate is. That makes sense. But a lot of times, like I have 84% of all my books that I've sold have been sold on Amazon. So Amazon is a great way to sell. It's a great option for self-publishing because everyone knows it. That's where they find things that they want, whether it's books or anything else. So, and then there, it is important. I mean, it's kind of fun with self-publishing. You could completely control your writing career. You don't have to wait on anyone, really. You don't have to kind of depend on other people to have books ready for you. That happened this Christmas with me. The publisher didn't print my books for Christmas for some reason, and so I lost a huge amount of sales because they didn't have books. That was a huge bummer. And then a lot of traditional publishers, they shy away from niche works. And there is, for most books, you can find an audience. And if it's a niche kind of book, self-publishing could be a great option, especially if you can tap into your audience. So you know where they're at, you can cater to them, then you will be able to be really successful instead of having a publisher saying, hey, it's not going to sell enough for us to make it worth it to us. Because every book that's on the shelf from a traditional publisher, it costs about $10,000+. So it's a lot of capital for them to put out. And then with self-publishing, you get to handpick your publishing team. You know, whether you do it through a hybrid publisher and you find a publisher that really fits your needs and personality, and you can really dig in with them. All, like, they already have an editor, they already have copy editors, they already have cover designers, marketing team, and that's probably most ideal and the easiest for you is to find a publishing, a hybrid publisher that you can kind of help guide, they can be your guide through it. But if you do it yourself, you get to handpick your team and make sure that you find people that you connect with and that you like their work. And then another positive is there's no deadlines besides the ones that you set for yourself. Traditional publishing is very deadline oriented, and authors are notoriously late for turning in their manuscripts. So being able to control when you want things to come out, how you want things to come out is very appealing. And then, of course, you get to maintain your rights. And that, first, there's something about still owning the things that you've created that just gives you a lot of confidence. Okay, quickly for the, Susie, how much time do I have left?
You have about 15 minutes.
Okay, awesome. So other, like, cons about self-publishing, You do lose the opportunity for a free established professional team. You do have to pay for the people that help you, unless you get people that are friends and they're willing to help you. Also, unless you kind of do it through a hybrid publisher where your work will still see a lot of eyes, you won't have as many people look at your work, and it won't be, sometimes it won't be as refined. There are so many eyes that see, for example, a cover or a title in traditional publishing, and so it really gets tweaked and refined, sometimes over-refined, but so that's really helpful in making it as professional as possible, but we do sometimes lose that. So if you don't want to lose that, make sure that you have, that you get lots of feedback and you're open to that feedback. And then, like I said, upfront costs are quite substantial. $1,000 to $5,000 is quite a bit, you know, and if you can hit the right niche and sometimes a little bit of luck, you can make that all back and really make, a lot of money self-publishing, but that, you know, depending on your goals. And then it is a steep learning curve. If you do a lot of things yourself, and if you don't know how to do marketing, and you don't know how to kind of hunt down the professionals that you want to help you, it does take quite a bit of essentially Googling to figure it out. There also is still kind of this, I can't even think of the word. There's not like the prestige in self-publishing as there in traditional publishing. There are fantastic self-published books, but we're still, and I think it's kind of changing where people are realizing that self-publishing is a fantastic option, and there are good works available. But traditional publishing is kind of been like the iconic, oh, I'm an author, that people are looking for. It's also difficult to win literary prizes because a lot of times they won't accept self-published works. There are, I'm sure, competitions you can do as a self-published author, and you can do very well in those. But a lot of the traditional literary competitions aren't available. It's also very difficult to get in bookstores when you traditional publish. You have a team that'll help, the sales team will help get you into bookstores. But if you don't use a hybrid publisher that has some help in getting you into bookstores, you have to do it yourself or find another outlet where you sell, for example, completely on Amazon and you just do ebooks. And so you kind of have to make a decision on that. And sometimes you could really feel alone and because you don't have a marketing team, you sometimes you won't have someone to kind of hand walk you through your first experience so you can be as successful as possible. You have to do a lot of the learning yourself. And then there's a lot of, there's limited, essentially traditional sales opportunities in bookstores, which isn't the only place people are buying books. Like I said, 84% of my books have been sold on Amazon. It has not been in a bookstore. So if books don't get in a bookstore, that is not going to kill a book, essentially. The most important thing is to have readers that love your book and they're passionate about it and then they share it with their friends. And that is how you will have the most success with marketing with your book. Okay, any questions from the cons about self-publishing? Okay, so there's some basic self-publishing steps. I'll go through them pretty quickly. So, you know, you make sure you write your book, that you revise it as best that you can, and then check out your market. You want to be a pro at the market you want to enter. You should know the other books. You should know what the other authors are doing that have worked or not worked so that you can really give your book the best shot as possible. It also is helpful to use Amazon to view the ranking or categories that those books that you feel like are in your genre, where they're ranking so that you can see how successful they're being. Also their reviews. If they have a lot of 1 and 2 star, normally it's because the reader was just not the right audience. So a lot of times looking at 3 to 5 stars and just seeing feedback will be more educational. It's important also to find beta readers maybe ones that aren't necessarily your like parents or grandma, but those who will give you honest feedback so you can make the book as best as you can. And then you're going to want to go through and get your book edited. If you have a very polished work, it'll look the most professional and people will talk about it. And that's what you want. So there's three levels of editing that your most books go through. And it's the substantive editing, which focuses on the content, the flow, whether it's engaging. And that normally costs around $500 to $2,500, depending on the length of your book and the depth you want. You also, when you are trying to find an editor, it's in a lot of times they will give you a offer a free sample edit of your story, and then you can kind of see their style, if they kind of fit your personality. And then I think it's important to ask them why they want to be your editor, because if they're not passionate about what you are doing, their edit won't be as good. Because they will spend a lot of time with your work, and if they don't really want to do it or they don't enjoy it, then that's going to affect you. You want them to be excited. There's also the copy editor, who does the spelling, punctuation, grammar. They do the finish the polishing work. And that's normally $500 to $1,500. A lot of times you can get this in a package with the same editor. Then you also have a proofreader, and they do the final pass of the work, and they make sure everything is perfect, essentially. And that kind of ranges from $150 to $700, depending on what needs to be done. And then you need to decide on how you want to publish your work. Do you want to do a hybrid publisher? Do you want to do CreateSpace? Do you want to just do ebook options? And there's a lot of companies that do the ebook options. Do you want to use a vanity press and essentially have the books that you sell from home? Those are all really important things to consider. And then it's important to, because depending on how you're going to publish it will determine what you need for a cover designer. Because if you're just going to do ebooks, they're cheaper because you don't have to do the back cover. But if you're going to do print, you'll need the front and back cover. So someone have a question? Okay. With cover designers, the price range from about $200 to $1,500. And you don't want to go cheap on this because it's the first thing that your readers are going to see. And if the cover isn't polished and professional, they won't feel like your book is polished and professional. So, a lot of times there's that saying, like, don't judge a book by its cover, but we all do. You want a book that has a cool cover. And it also displays kind of more of what your book's going to be about, because if the cover doesn't reflect what the book's going to be about, then people won't have any idea what they're missing or what they will be getting into. And then the design of the book. So you have Scrivener, fantastic program that you can actually create ebooks from it. So you have the fee, I think, for the program is like $50, and then you can do your own ebook. It comes up with its own formatting. Or you can do a Word option and you just do PDF. Those are more free options. Or you could do, if you're going to get a printed book, getting someone to lay it out in InDesign, which is a a fantastic program, but it does have a good learning curve. So that normally costs about $200 to $1,500. So that's kind of the pricing of publishing a book. A lot of it, you can, if you learn how to do things, you can make it cheaper. Or if you, sometimes you can even trade work. There's something you do really well and another person, creative person, wants that and you need help from them, you can trade. So there's lots of options. And then how do you find a team to help you? There's a lot of great resources that I found. One of my favorites, freelance or free self-published author, her name is Joanna Penn, and she runs the Creative Penn with a double N website and podcast. And she is a six-figure self-published author. She is fantastic and she has great resources. So she also has a list of professionals that could help you with editing, cover design, book layout, all those things. And that, like, going to people who are experts in the industry and seeing who they recommend is a great place to start if you're trying to find someone to help you with it. Mark Dawson is also a great resource, especially when it comes to marketing your book. He has a podcast and on self-publishing. There's also the Utah Freelance Editors. It's that they have a Facebook page and website, and there's a list of all the services that they offer, and you can look into them to see if either they recommend someone that you don't see or get their help. Then you also have, you can always contact a publishing house that's maybe in your area and see if they have a freelancer pool and who they recommend. There's also websites like Fiverr, Upwork, Guru that you can post your work or post your, essentially your job that you need fulfilled, and then someone will contact you.
And Chelsea?
Mm-hmm.
This is Susie, and we, LDS PMA, you can also post a job, and it includes freelance jobs. So you can post that on our website. Well, if you want us to post that on our website in our jobs section, then you can just email us with the information. And we also have our membership directory, and we're working on getting that out and updated and out to everyone. But that's another place that you can go to see, okay, who are the editors? Who are the book designers? That as well. So right in LDS PMA, we have some resources as well.
And that's a fantastic option right there. So any questions from that so far? I know I just have a couple of minutes left. Okay, just real quick, with the genres that are self-publishing really well, I feel like if you have the motivation to self-publish any genre and you work really hard, you can make kind of anything work. But sometimes there's just kind of a mix of luck that has to happen to make something really successful. So right now, romance is like huge self-publishing genre that's been very successful. Also sci-fi, fantasy, nonfiction. People are always trying to learn how to do things. And so that's really helpful. Also more YA adult books, kind of within those romance, sci-fi, fantasy, those are doing really well. I don't recommend really self-publishing like more middle grade and children's books. It doesn't mean it's not possible, but you need to make sure that you have a great marketing plan, just because a lot of middle grade books are like, they get into Scholastic at the Scholastic magazines at elementary schools, and then the parents go through and, you know, the kids decide what books they want. And so that's a great way to get books into the front of the audience, which is difficult with self-published authors, and also same for children's books. But it could, like, anything is possible. Self-publishing has essentially revolutionized the publishing industry, and there's so many people that have been so successful, even though kind of the odds were against them. So I think it's so important to know that if you have a will, there's a way to make it happen. And there's so much information out there that can help you be really successful. So any questions or last minute thoughts?
Okay, well, I think we will wrap this up. And I just wanted to say, Chelsea, thank you so much for your information. I think really helpful information there. And thank you everybody else who joined on and who asked questions, contributed to the discussion. This really is what the point of the roundtables are, to have people sharing their insights, their experiences, asking questions about, okay, I'm planning on publishing a book. How do I go about this? And so I've loved the discussion today. And thank you, everybody, for joining on. Again, thank you, Chelsea. And I think, do you want to share your contact information or just how people can get a hold of you if they have more questions or if they want to work with you, get your guidance on self-publishing? How should they contact you?
You can email me through my My email is jacksonwritereditor@gmail.com, or my website is jacksonwritereditor.com. So either way, you can find a way to contact me through there. And I'd love to answer any questions or help anyone who needs help. So.
Great. Thank you so much, Chelsea. And thank you everybody else who joined on. And just those couple of reminders, remember, if you have published something in 2017, we would love for you to submit that for LDS PMA's publishing awards program. And also, if you haven't registered for the conference yet, make sure to do that. It is going to be fabulous. I'm super excited about it. And just watch for our emails. We'll have an email letting you know about next month's roundtable. And if you have any specific topics that you would like to hear about in a roundtable, please let us know and we can get that on the list. And in the meantime, have a great weekend and we'll connect next month.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.